Siyata Dishmaya, covered Shabbos Kodesh, covered Parshas V'yaka Bakude, covered Parshas Chodesh. So, you know, entering in now to almost Chodesh Nisan, building off of Parshas Para. So, quick idea from the Chizuk, I think, for something that we all need, something that not everyone has in their life in Avodas Hashem, but something that's very important in the life of an Ish Panimi and someone who's looking to strive for deeper elements of Torah. So Sefer HaVashalom has a beautiful part in this week's parsha. So the pasuk says, "Vayakal Moshe is called as Bnei Israel, v'yomer lehem, Eli hadvar masher tziva Hashem lasos osam, sheshes yamim." Says Aderach Hamavur etzlenu parshas kisisa the pasuk. Mikva Yisrael Hashem. Right, the Pasuk Yirmiyahu, Parak Yid Zayin, Pasuk Gimel says, Mikva Yisrael Hashem. V'toraf divarav divareinu sham. He says, we spoke about it there. Ki asifas Yisrael, be'achtus hashalim, b'leiv echad, b'li pirud chasram, nechshav kitfilas mikva. Right, he says that what? That when Klal Yisrael gathers together, when we have an achdus, without any peer, without any separation, says that is considered as if that's tefilas mikvah. That's as if you're toiling, you're dipping, you're immersing yourself in the mikvah. Vasifasam zutarasam. Right? As vasifas, like it says in the Gemara in Chulin, I believe, about fish. It says, vasifasan, when you catch fish, hitarasan. That itself, they're tar, you don't have to shech them. So the lashon is vasifasan. You can read it like this: vasifasan, that when we're gathered up, zutarasan. That's what's mitaras. When Klal Yisrael, when we have achdus with each other, that brings us to hara. So v'nira kan leharchiv haber. Says I wanna be mivar a little bit more. Kinoda ki b'shem hakadosh ekya yish gemilum. So in the shem Hashem of aleph hey yud and hey, there's three ways that you can spell it. If you do it at bimiloi. Hainu, be alfin, be yud, and be hein. So, meaning you can spell ekya either like this. Aleph, lamed, pei, hey, yud, yud, vav, dalet, hey, yud. That's Gematria 161. You could spell it with alephs, that aleph, lamed, pei, hey, aleph, yud, vav, dalet, hey, aleph. Or you could spell it aleph, lamed, hey, 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 yud, vav, dalet, hey, hey. So he says, vamil, be hein, which is aleph, lamed, pei, that's aleph. The hey is hey, hey. Yud is yud, vav, dalet, hey is hey, hey. Is begematria kuf, nun, aleph. Gematria 151, Gematria Mikvah. Same Gematria, exactly Mikvah, 151. Fu Yotze Misofitevel shall Pasuk into Hillim, Kuf Mem Ches Pasuk Vav, that Chok Nasan Velo Yavor. If you take the Sofitevels of Chok Nasan Velo Yavor, it's Kuf Nun Aleph, it's also Gematria 151. Kimvor Tzein Vimakam Acher. Vuhu b'makom tvilas mikvah. L'tar atzom b'kol tumas v'klipos. He says, so when we say v'chok nosan v'layavor, he says the kavan you have there is that it's as if you're toivling a mikvah to mitar you from all the klipos, from all the bad things, all the tumah. La'azocha. V'alkein mizmor zeh hu ikr p'sukit azimra. He says, that's why we say this in p'sukit azimra. And the Zohar says that zamir aritzim v'krisas aklipos. Says p'sukit azimra. So the zimra is lashon of zimir aritzim, cutting off the klipos. Krisas klipos, cutting off all the bad things. Ukshi Yisrael ne'asvim ba'achtas ha'shalim. And when Klal Yisrael has an achtas, azay misor v'nitosef shem HaKadosh Hazeh. When we have an achtas, when we have unity with each other, it says it's me'or this shem HaKadosh of Ekia, which is Gematria Mikvah, Umeir Mofia Yisrael Bechinas Ha'aras Tfilas Mikvah. So when we have Acht of each other, it brings down upon us the awe and the beauty and all the bracha of what a person has when he toivels in a mikvah. V'zehu, this is what it means when it says, Vayakel Moshe as Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. That Moshe gathered up all of Klal Yisrael. Perish Vayakel. Hu b'gematria kana, gematria v'yakel, vav yod kuf hei lam, is gematria 151. Shema kadoshanal, gematria mikvah, it's gematria mikvah. So what does v'yakel mean? V'yakel means he gathered up. And that's why v'yakel is gematria exactly mikvah. Because the sort of the mikvah is when Klal Yisrael has an achdus with each other, when we're gathered with each other, that itself is the inyan of the mikvah. That brings the tar of the mikvah. Gam perusho shal v'yakel hi asifa. Kipirusho shal mikvah, pirusho. She'al yidei shemosh rabbeinu alav shalom asaf es kol Yisrael. Haya meir Hashem kana al Yisrael b'chinas aras tefilas mikvah. It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu gathered up all of Klal Yisrael, he says that was itself being ma'orer, awakening the tahara the purity of the mikvah. And it was as if we were toiling in a mikvah when we had this achdus. And this is what it says. These are the things that Hashem commanded Moshe to do. Perush, Eila hadvarim asher nechshav kitvilas mikvah. That these words of Vayakel Moshe is considered as if it's a mikvah. Tiva Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael lasosa sam tamid. He commanded Klal Yisrael to always be in the state of achdus. She nechshav lehem kitvilas mikvah. Because when we're in a state of achdus, that itself is considered as if we're in a mikvah. Shetiva Hakadosh Baruch Hu sheyasu Yisrael tvilas mikvah before mamish. Or that Hashem is literally commanding you to tovel and mikvah. V'zehu la'asos daika, to do. Perish asiyah mamish b'fol. It says not just to have achdus, but also to be toveling in the mikvah. Because toveling in the mikvah itself brings achdus. It brings tahara. V'alkein, hizkir teichef achgach. What happens right after it says Vayakel Moshe? The next pasuk says what? Kach Shabbos Kodesh. It starts talking about Shabbos Kodesh. L'ramos lanu ki ha'aras ha'Shabbos Kodesh lo sa'ir at achat tefilas mikvah. That the awe of Shabbos Kodesh and the bracha and the beauty of Shabbos Kodesh doesn't come upon us till what? Until after you went to the mikvah. I mean, before, the way you're making yourself to go into Shabbos Kodesh is through the mikvah. Kavor b'shari tzion b'pasuk, when it says lev tahor b'rali elokim. So if you take the Rosh Tevos of lev is lamid, tahor is tes, Bara is Bez, it's Rosh Tevos Tavel, Yon Sham. He says what it means is Lev Tahor Berai Lokim. Means to have a Lev Tahor, starts what? To get that Tahara comes through what? Comes through the Mikvah. It's funny because in the Yeshiva, I went to United Soul, we used to sing that. That was like one of the big Nigunim. We always sang Lev Tahor Berai Lokim. And now it's one of my favorite Nigunim now. Why? Because think about it. You know, you sing this niggin, the way we sing yeshiva, it was always a beautiful niggin that like was ma'orer people, and always everyone held hands together. You realize that's the beauty of singing. It's mamash mikvah. When Klal Yisrael is together and in achdus with each other, that itself brings about the or of mikvah. Brings that tara. And that's why dafka, parshas para, is the whole meaning of tara. It's being metahir us to go into parshas chodesh. So if you spell out mikvah miloi is mem mem, right, is 80. Kuf pei. Kuf is kuf vav pei. It's 186. Then you have vav aleph vav is 13. And hey aleph is 6. So the gematria of mem, kuf, vav, and hey, spelled in milo, is gematria 285, is gematria para. Because the whole in of the paradum itself is this inni of tahara, to bring tahara. And that's the whole in of the mikvah. The mikvah itself. Now to go in, like the Sif Seichin says, that the only way you can enter in to Parsha Chodesh is through having Parah before. But you can say also, the only way to enter it in, Dafka, is you have to go to the mikvah before also. So maybe this week, you know, if you don't always go to the mikvah, to go to the mikvah this Shabbos, before Shabbos, to enter into Parsha Chodesh in a state of Tara. So, B'siyat HaShemaya, B'schus the mikvah, B'schus the Tara, Sekla Yisrael, B'shvizokhla, to Toivol in the mikvah, to always be staying in a state of Tara, and to be mekabel the oros of Shabbos Kodesh, b'siyat Shemaya, the covered Shabbos Kodesh.